Welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church. We build people. CSIC is a church whose mission is to love all people, win them to Christ, build them in discipleship, and send them out to fulfill their destiny. At CSIC, our core values are inclusion. We thrive on diversity. Everyone matters. It's exciting. Worship, discipleship, fellowship, evangelism, care. CSIC loves people, all people. Hashtag love win, build sin. Check us out on Facebook at Carpenter Shop International Church or on YouTube at CSIC Media. Or join us in person on Sundays at 10 a.m. or Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Good morning, Carpenter Shop Church. I want to welcome all friends, family, and guests. I'm so excited to be spending the last day of 2023 with you all. Will you stand and worship with us?
Oh,
this holiday season, this Christmas, me and a friend, we had our kids make ornaments. And while making the ornaments, we made them for Keaton and Aiden because they have little Christmas trees by their gravesite. And while everybody was making the ornaments, I think God broke me down for a second just to see Miss Crystal, which is their mother. I had to message her. She's a light. I don't know about her light shining for anybody else, but it shines for me. Same thing for her family. You guys are a light for me. Because even in the darkest times, you still praise God. You still remind us that He is still good. And I thank y'all for that. You remind us that He's our champion. He's our number one. And with Him, we are okay.
You are my champion. Giants fall when you stay undefeated. Every battle you won, I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated with the one who has conquered me.
If that's okay, can you sing?
Anybody else, but I've seen God be more than able this year. I've seen God keep me this year. I've seen God keep the people connected to me this year. And so I'm just crazy enough to believe that the same God that existed with me, that was with me in 2023, is the same God who was more than able to do the same thing in 2024, in 2025, in 2030, in 2040, in 2050. He's the same God forever and ever and ever. Do you believe that this morning?
When did I start to forget all of the great things you did? When did I throw away faith for the impossible? How did I start to believe You are sufficient for me. Why do I talk myself out of seeing miracles? 'Cause you are more than able.
Because I already know when I think just a little bit about how God has kept and how God has been good and how he's been faithful, there are so many of us in this room who don't deserve to be, Corey included. But when I realize and I understand that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ask or think or imagine, there's something on the inside of me that just becomes grateful. Not because of what I think he's going to do, but because I know the same God that kept me then is the same God. He's the same God that will keep us now. So when we sing anything is possible, we believe it. Because he specializes in the impossible. I've come a long way. I've seen how you work. There's so much goodness and grace. Much more than I deserve. Cause I know who I am. And I can't stay where I'm at. We've come this far by faith. It's too late for you to turn back. Cause he's not done with you yet. He's not done with you yet. There's so much more to your story. See, he's not done with me. No, 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 no.
There's so much more to your story.
You're not done with me
yet. About to turn for you. He's not done with you. I've come a long way. I've seen how he works. There's so much goodness and grace, much more than I deserve. Cause I know who I am, and I can't stay where I'm at. Cause we've come this far by faith, and I just can't turn back. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill you, every promise to you. Don't quit on him. Don't give up on him. Don't quit on him. Don't you give up on God. Cause he won't give up on you. There are some of us who might feel like God has given up on us. But church, I'm a testament that he hasn't. Because even in this year alone, I can think of so many reasons and so many ways that I've given God reason to quit on me. And if I'm being honest, there were a lot of moments this year where I quit on him. But the goodness and the grace and the mercy of our Savior, it transforms you. And the same God who did it for Corey, same God that can do it for you. exact same God.
Yes, you are God. You are more than able. You are more than able. You are more than able. Who am I to deny?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We lift up the name of Jesus. We give you glory, Father, here in heaven and on earth. We say hallelujah to the King of Kings, the one who is worthy of all our praise. We lift it up to you, Jesus, the Lion of Judah, the one who is slain, the one who rose from the grave, who conquered sin and death and the grave, and who has given us new life. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, if God has been good to you, if God has done anything for you, if God has brought you through the year 2023, would you lift up a shout and say, thank you, Jesus, for bringing me through. God, I thank you for bringing me over. Whether you're in the midst of a challenge or you're celebrating a victory, we praise God because he's worthy. He's the one who never changes. And so he calls us up. He calls us up. And no matter the situation, and we say, we bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel a charge in the atmosphere. I feel like God wants to do something new today. I believe he wants to break something open for somebody. Do you believe that? Can we join our faith together? And so here's what I want us to do. I want us to begin to just pray in the Spirit. Would you open up your mouth and begin to pray in tongues? Begin to pray in an unknown language. Begin to ask God to fill you with a fresh fire. Let's open up our mouths and make a sound. Come on, let me hear it. All over this room. Shanda bayiri, sanda baru, shanda baye. Kanda rasande leliya, shanye lelika, sanda baye. Shunda babara, sanda babaye, sanda ye. If you're at this altar right now, begin to believe God for your breakthrough. He's going to do it. Shika rasanda babalaye, shanda mamara sanda. Because he's the one who saves. He's the one who rescues. He's the one who heals. Shanda bere, sanda bebeleliya, shanda babaye. Come on, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
Brand new year. brand new opportunities, brand new moments, brand new testimonies, an opportunity for God to do something new and glorious and beautiful in our lives and in our community. And so let's just take another moment, every eye closed, hands lifted, whatever you need to do. First time with us, we'd like to welcome you to Carpenter Shop International Church. We'd like to ask you to meet us at the Welcome Center in the foyer after the service so that we can give you a gift and a personal welcome to our church. For those of you tuning in from wherever you are in the world, thank you so much for joining us and worshiping with us today. Today is the very last day if you're planning to make a year-end contribution to Carpenter Shop Church. If you want to catch up on your tithes for this year, today is the last day to get credit for that. So make sure that you take care of that today if you need to. And as always, we have the opportunity to give to the Lord out of the abundance that He gives to us. God is faithful to us, and so we want to be faithful to Him with our finances. And there are several ways that you can do that. We encourage you to use the QR code on the screen. If you're tuning in online, just click the link in the comment section or in the description box. And if you're writing cash or check, please include your email so that we can send you a giving receipt. And if you're giving by cash or check, you can make your way forward at this time to drop your offering in the buckets. God bless you as you give.
would just like to share, this year has been a crazy, crazy, crazy emotional roller coaster for me. I grew up in very religious churches, surrounded by very religious people. And it hurt me so bad that I dropped the mic, I walked off, and I started seeking the world for acceptance and approval, love, things that only God could give to me, and the world couldn't love me back. So I then told God, I'm tired. I'm tired of running from you. I know you called me to do this, but this is what I want to do. That calling is too heavy. It's too much that comes with that. To sum it all up, I told God yes after I had told God no. I wasn't going to go back to church. I wasn't going to go sing on the stage. It was too painful. And it had reminded me of so many bad memories that I had in my past. And I remember my first Sunday up here singing. I was between the monitor and the drum set when I heard God say, you're back, but you're here for me this time. And so that really blessed me. And God just revealed to me how amazing he really is. So I don't know what your personal story is, but I decided to share my story with you about how incredible and amazing that God is.
To the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, all exclaiming,
6 acres of woodland behind us, clearing it out to look at the future of a park where some picnic tables and family and that the youth is using a regular basis, and it's so exciting to see them to have transportation to go where they need to go and do what they need to do. Such an exciting time.
Come on, y'all, 2023. Amen. What a year. What a year. You have a tendency to think, forget about a few things, you know, until you put it in front of you and scroll back. See all the amazing things that God has done. Building the kingdom. I want to speak to you this morning a message that I've entitled Building the Kingdom. Impacting more. Somebody say more. In 2024. Impacting more. 24. Here we are, December 31st, 2023. In fact, it looks kind of unique as you write it down on the paper or see it on your phone. 2023, 12, 31, 23, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, right? This looks kind of different. Yet it calls us all personally. Look at your neighbor and say, he's talking about you now. Come on. Personally, every one of us. There's not a one of us that won't take the time to just do some personal evaluation. Take an inventory. Y'all with me? I bet there's been more journals sold in the last couple of days, 2 or 3 weeks. People are going to write down their goals, making some notes on the phone. Come on. Take an inventory, if you will. How do I look? How do I feel? How much do I weigh? Am I happy? Am I sad? If I'm sad, why am I sad? What can I do to be happy? You know? How can I change my life? In other words, it's introspective. It's a looking at ourselves and our level of success as we define it, which by and large usually falls in the category of the temporal. It's temporary. It's not eternal. You can look like $1 million in your bikini or your biker shorts, guys. But you and me, or all of us, every one of us, according to the scriptures, even that little babe that we hold in our arms, as soon as they're born into this world, can I tell you something? You're on your way out. That's biblical, y'all. That's not my opinion. When you're born into this world, immediately you're on your way out. Job chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, New Living Translation. How frail is humanity? How short is life? How full of trouble? King James language says, man is but a few days old and filled with trouble. We blossom like a flower and then we wither like a passing shadow. We quickly disappear. James 4 verse 14 says it like this in the NIV. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. That's why if you're like me, I stand in front of the mirror now and I go, 62? 62? Blemishes, wrinkles, what ain't turned gray's turned loose. Come on, y'all. Just like, God, where am I at? I'm 62. I used to think 62 was old. Amen? 62 was old. But you're here today and you're gone tomorrow. Life is short. So I would submit to you this morning, the last morning of the year 2023, that you resolve to get to the root. Somebody say the root. That you resolve to get to the root of the issues, get to the foundation of all of your problems and the reason why you jot down your resolve or your resolution, all of your challenges. Yes, we all want it better for ourselves in every category of our lives. I did a search this past week in my preparation for speaking to you today. I did a search and I looked up resolutions for 2024. They go like this. They're the most popular, the seven most popular, to save some money. Come on, anybody, if y'all chime in with me, save some money. To exercise more. Come on, y'all. Come on. Move in place. To exercise more. To get healthier. To spend more time with my family. To lose weight. To reduce my living expenses. Less power bills, less water bills, less gas expenses. Because the prices on the pumps, y'all, are going up, you know? And then lastly, to reduce stress in my life. Those are the resolutions. Those are the top ones if you do a search on Google. You see, what I'm saying to you this morning is all of these aspirations, all of these goals, all of these resolutions are about you. They're about you. They're about your feelings. They're about your perceptions. They're about your understanding of success or satisfaction or failure or disappointment. It's all about you. They're all very temporal. They have nothing to do with the eternal. How many resolutions did you hear about spiritual life? Do you read the resolution? Wouldn't it be amazing if you look top seven resolutions for 2024, that I might see more people heal when I lay hands on them, that I might read the Bible twice this year instead of once, that I might see God do incredible things in my family. No, you don't see it on those resolutions. All of them are about us, about me, about my weight, about my successes. Those are the resolutions we make. Can I just tell you something today? In the reality of life, every aspect of your life flows out of the spiritual. Every aspect of your life flows out of the spiritual. Your relationship with God who created you, your relationship that you can only have through Jesus Christ. Seems like God's causing me to run into people of the opposing side here lately. Yesterday I ran into a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses again. I thought, Lord, what are you doing here? I'm going to go another path. The Lord said, there is no other path. Okay. So I had to spend a few minutes dealing with that. I'm like, God, what are you trying to say to me? He said, I just want you ready. Every aspect of your life, Wallace, flows out of your spiritual life. Everything. That's why we have to make sure that we have things in proper order. Here we go. In the heart first. In the heart. We got to make sure we got it right in the heart. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says it like this. Above all else, guard, here we go, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Why'd you cuss your wife out? Because you got it in your heart. How'd you know I cussed my wife out? She called me and told me. Why'd you cuss him out? Because she cussed me out. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm talking about life issues. Everything. Your behaviors, your mannerisms, your reactions, your responses. Everything about you flows out of your heart. Anger out because anger's in. Oh, come on, y'all. Back off, Pastor. No. This is my last shot for 23, y'all. Okay? Anger's out because anger's in. Out of the abundance of the heart, I could back up this thing with so many scriptures. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay? So anger in, anger out. Love in, love out. All right? You got it? Whole passage, Proverbs chapter 4, look at verses 20 to 27. My son, he's talking to us. He's the wisdom here of God through the lips of Solomon. My son, he says, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. This is what the Lord is saying to us all. Turn your attention to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them with you all the time. Put them on your heart. You know, in the old covenant, they had tie them on your forehead. You know, they have the little phylacteries. You go to Israel and you'll see this up close and personal. They have the bands wrapped around their arm. You know, they go through the motions. They've got scriptures on their elbows and on their wrist. They've got scriptures on their forehead. Do not let it out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life. The word of God inside of you is life to those who find them. And health. It even affects your health. It's health to your body. Some of you are sick physically because you're sick spiritually. I'm just telling you the truth. We have a world today that is so dependent upon, oh, I'm just going through some anxiety. Well, who's not? Welcome to living. Welcome to living. I'm taking this, I'm taking that, and I'm taking the other. Stop trying to dope it up. Stop trying to cover it up. Get into your heart and deal with the issues of life. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything that you do flows from it. Verse 24, keep your mouth free from perversity. Stop saying perverse things. Stop looking at perverse things. Stop looking at that, laughing at it, texting it to your friend. Check this out. Because when you receive perversion into your mind, it's stored. Come on, y'all. It's stored. Then how dare you share it? Keep your mouth free from perversity. Don't cuss. Don't say dirty things. Don't do that. Keep corrupt talk from your lips. Come on, hit your neighbor and say, it's raw, y'all. Come on. This is raw. This is naked right here. It's the word of God. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Find out where God's telling you to go and make sure you're going there. Don't be distracted by anything. Give careful thought to the paths of your feet. Make sure you know the road you're going down. Come on, y'all. Make sure you know the path you're journeying on. Be steadfast in all of your ways. Verse 27, do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Stay out of the crack house. Stay out of the bar. Stay out of the nightclubs. Oh, we just like to dance. Dance at home. Dance at home. not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. This is a truth, a life truth that is foundational, here we go, in building you. Somebody's going to say, you ever notice how the pastor always says, here we go? Yeah, that's my buzz phrase, here we go. It's all about what's happening inside of my life. It's a foundational truth. God is in the process of building you. In fact, all those resolutions that you make are dependent, literally, upon your heart. That's why, here we go, that's why you do studies. People who make resolutions within the first 7 to 10 days have already broken one. They can't keep it. Why? Because the heart's not right. If the heart's not right, you're not going to be building the you that God intended to build. Come on, y'all. I say that one more time. If the heart's not right, you're not going to be building the you that God intended to build in your life. If the heart's well, then you'll be well. If the heart's disciplined, then you'll be disciplined. If the heart's content, then you'll be content. The potential for the you that you want lies within. It's a heart matter. Come on, somebody ought to put that on Facebook. The potential for you, for the you that you want, the person that you really want to be, the potential for that lies within. It's a heart matter. It's a heart matter. It's literally a heart matter. Jesus said the same thing, y'all. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 33. I love this verse. I probably called it out this year, probably 15, 20 times. So do not worry. Jesus is talking here. So do not worry about where we're going to eat. What are we going to eat? What you want tonight? Steak? What you want? Where you want to go? Panera bread? No. Ruth Chris. Okay. I got you. What? Don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't be frustrated. Am I going to be able to eat? Or what you shall drink? Or what you shall, here we go, wear? Ain't got nothing to wear. No, you don't have nothing that you want to wear. Okay? Your closet is slammed full of multiple sizes. Okay? So you drop 10, 15 pounds, you got another whole wardrobe on the right side of your closet. Okay? And if you should happen to gain 10 or 15 pounds, go down to the left side of your closet. You got a store within your house. Okay? So what do we eat? What do we drink? What do we wear? Verse 32, for the pagans, somebody say pagan, those non-believers, they run after these things. They're into all the stuff. They're into everything, you know, about it's all about them. That's a pagan life. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them, these things. He says, but seek first his kingdom. That word in the original language, by the way, let's do a little study here. That word in the original language, kingdom, is translated, basileia is translated domain, the rulership of God. We're under his domain. We're under his rulership. We're a citizen of his kingdom. So we're kingdom people, okay? But seek first his kingdom, his rulership, his domain, his authority. Come on, let me drive it home to you. His righteousness and all these things. What things? What you going to eat? What you going to wear? Where you going to go? All these other, they'll take care of themselves. Why? Because your heart will now be leading you down your path, and your path is on Jesus. So he's going to lead you back to the Father with a relationship with the Son, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you will behave differently. Your resolutions will be different. Why? Because now you're operating from your heart. You're operating from your heart. So the good news is this, if I get me right, if I get me right, come on y'all, if I get me right, then my resolutions will really not even need to be made. If I get me right, I can have some money. If I get me right, I'll exercise more. If I get me right, I will desire to have a healthier diet. If I get me right, I'll spend more time with my family. If I get me right, I will walk in a discipline that will not have to worry about, oh my God, I need to lose some weight. If I'm disciplined. You didn't get chunky in just a week. You didn't. You got chunky over your chunky life, okay? I got a sign that hangs out there on my pier. What does it say, Joy? It says something about, what does it say, Zach? Help me. He's coming. We don't skinny dip, we chunky dump. Okay. We don't skinny dip, we chunky dump. That's because the pastor jumps off the pier once in a while, okay? But if you get yourself right, you will manage better and you will reduce your living expenses and you won't be wasting the money. I talked to somebody the other day in this church who's a financial officer that told me that they worked for a facility that lends people money with, here you go, oh, this hurts my feelings, 30% interest. 30%. 30% interest. I'll lend you some money for 30% interest. But you probably won't pay me back because you wouldn't be going to borrow from them places if you paid people back well, okay? Got awful quiet in here. How many of y'all got loans like that? You don't need those kinds of loans. But if I get me right, I'll make better decisions. And the only way that I can get me right is get my heart right, because the Bible says that everything about me flows out of my heart. And when my heart's right, because I have come out of the kingdom of this world and into the kingdom of his son, Jesus Christ, Peter described the kingdom as those who have come out of darkness into the marvelous light of the gospel. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Check this out. But you're a chosen people, he says. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. I'm a part of the kingdom that Christ has established when he was here on earth. And once I'm a part of the kingdom of God, you see, it's got to be deeper than the church, y'all. Well, I go to church. No, a lot of folks go to church, but their lives have never been changed. Their lives have never been transformed. There's a lot of people sitting on the pew today who are going through the motions of churchianity, but they don't have a clue what Christianity is. Come on, y'all. There's a difference. You can be in the building, but never had your life transformed by the power of the cross. I'm a part of the kingdom that Christ established. He's called me out. It doesn't stop at salvation. Then discipleship begins. The working on my life, the growth, the development, the progress. I become a student. The transliteration of that word is a student or a pupil. I become a student of the Lord. I become a pupil. I'm sitting there to learn of his ways, of his kingdom. That's why Peter also states that we are living stones. I love the backdrop here with the stone wall there, because you and I are what? Living stones. We're not dead. We're alive. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him. He's talking about Jesus. You also, comma, the living stones. You are being built. I underscored that for you. Don't forget it. You're being built into a spiritual house so that you can be a holy priesthood. It's a progress. It's a procession. It's a process. It's not an event. Yeah, you come to the altar, something happens in your heart. You say, I got saved today. Oh, honey, you just started. There's a lot of things that change. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And then you step out into the realities, life and living, and God's going to take his spiritual hammer and pull you out of the wall. Why? Because you're not dead to sit in concrete. You're a living stone, and he can pull you aside and knock off the rough edges. We call them trials and tribulations and times of testing. And he puts the hammer to you, and he knocks off the rough places, the things where he wants to accomplish something in your life. How long will this trial last, Pastor? I've been going through this for years with my husband. It will last as long as the purpose for which it was designed is accomplished. How long will the trial last? You're going to keep on in that trial until you pass the test. Seems like the more I get into this message, the quieter y'all get. What you talking about, Willis? Come on, there's some of y'all in this people that are my age in this congregation. What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Wallace? This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about discipleship. I'm talking about him working on my life. I'm a living stone, and I'm being built. God's building me into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. I'm offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through my walk with Jesus Christ. This is a daily walk. It's not a Sunday thing, y'all. This is not something you put on for today and tomorrow. You're going to go right back to your cantankerous ways. You're going to check right back into that clock again, and they know you on Monday through Friday or Saturday, but then you got a Sunday life. Some of y'all sitting here got a Sunday life. Come on, y'all. Pastor, why you say that while you were looking at me? I won't look at anybody. I can't see anybody. I'm looking at lights. Okay? Some of y'all sitting here, you have a Sunday life, a Christian life on Sunday, and then the rest of the week you just kind of go for it, whatever way it happens. Can I just tell you, that makes God sick. We call it lukewarmness. He said in Revelation, I want to spit you out of my mouth. I wish you were either hot or cold. If you're cold, maybe I could resurrect you and deal with you. If you were hot, I wouldn't have to worry about you. But because you're lukewarm, you make me want to vomit. That's the Bible, y'all. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. You're living stones. You're being built. You're the stone in the wall of his kingdom, but you're a living stone. He can pull you out and work on you in a specific area. Sometimes he may use your spouse to accomplish in you what he wants to accomplish. I just saw somebody punch their spouse. No. God is working. You say, well, we're having some challenges, Pastor. You know why? Because God's trying to accomplish something. Okay? And he wants you to submit yourself. Okay? He wants you to submit yourself. And he wants you to learn. Because you're a student. You're not the teacher. You're a student. You're a pupil. And the instructor is Jesus Christ by the manner of the Holy Spirit through his word. And he's teaching you about life. And he's teaching you about living and his principles. It's God working in me. God, so that God can work properly through me. So my resolutions really should not be about my looks, my weight, my money, my time, my this, that, and the other. My resolution should really be, Lord, here we go. Lord, live in me, so that you can better live through me. Check it out. Live in me so that you can better live through me. Okay? Because I'm the salt of the earth. Okay? I'm called to season the community, the culture, the society. Live in me so that you can better live through me. Because if the Lord better lives in me, the me that he produces will be the very best version of me that I have ever known. Why? Because I'm going after him. He's in my heart. I'm reading his word. I'm studying. I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm believing God to be the better me. Lord, live in me so that you can better live through me. How? How's this happen? Well, I'm glad you asked. Two simple principles. The first one's I submit myself to his word. Psalm 119 teaches it this way. Your word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Your word, submit myself to your word. In his word, he teaches me how to handle my resources. He said, man, I want to save more money. I want to save some money, and I also want to spend less money on light bills. And all. Okay, I get that. How are you handling your resources that you have? In his word, he teaches us how to handle our resources. Malachi chapter 3. Bring the whole tithe. T-I-T-H-E. When you get paid, Friday. How much you make? 1,000. Did you write your check for 100? Well, no, I got to get that mortgage paid. You better pay God, who can kick you out of that mortgage anytime. You better pay God first. Bring the whole tithe where? Into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Why are we able to accomplish the things that we accomplish in this church? Because you bring your tithes in the storehouse, and it puts meat on our tables. Okay? It puts meat on the table of the Lord. He says, bring the tithe into the storehouse. Test me in this, okay? Test me. I remember several years ago, we made it public that if you come to Carpenter Shop International Church and you are a regular attender and you tithe your income for 90 days, if you're disappointed, we'll cheerfully refund every dollar you gave to us. We'll still do that. If you tithe and you're disappointed and sorry that you tithed and wish you had never given it to God, come to us, we'll look at your records, we'll give it back to you. Y'all are some quiet people. Tithing is a biblical principle that you should be living on. This is elementary. I learned this as a kid. You bring the tithe to the storehouse. You test the Lord. He says, this is the only place in the Bible that you'll hear the Lord command you, test me. See if I won't throw open the floodgates of heaven, pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. And furthermore, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops. And the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it's ripe, says the Lord. Then all the nations, people be looking at you. All the nations will call you. What would they call you? He's blessed. For your land is a delightful land. I've preached this before. This is not new. In fact, I preached the whole message, gave away about $600 worth of produce on this platform one Sunday. Today I only have, 10 bags. I got paid, y'all. They paid me in oranges this week. I got 10 bags of oranges. Food Line, $4.99 on the MVP this week. God says, here's your wages. I give you your wages. You got 10. The Lord says, look, you keep 9, but I want 1. Lord, you make it on that. I got plenty. See, look at what God allows you to do. You have all of this. And all he ever asked for was one tithe, one T-I-T-H-E, one tenth portion. I just want 10%. J.C. Penney tried 20. He said, man, I just discovered a long time ago in the department store business, I can never outgive God. He's a 20% tither. Can't outgive God. All he wants is 10%. And if you back up and read a little ahead of the Malachi passage that I read to you, if you don't do this, the Lord says you are a robber. You have put the gun right to me and said, give me mine. Because for you, you're saying, look, he ain't having none. I don't care if he did put breath in my body. They're my oranges. Come on, oranges, preach. They're mine. The Lord's not getting any. Pastor Noli said if you wanted to make it up, did you hear him say that this morning? If you need to make up your tithes, that's biblical. Help me out, Pastor Mike. You add what? 20%. You didn't tithe last month, but you're going to start now. Well, why don't you go back to last month, catch it up, but add 20. That's biblical, y'all. Catch up your tithe, but add 20%. Pastor, I don't like you. You don't have to like me. This is not about my principles. And you thought beneficial finance was high. Okay? Yeah, they are high. God says, I want a 20% on top of your tithe. So God gives us an opportunity to set ourselves up for blessing. God says this. He says in Luke 6, verse 38, New Living Translation, give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over, poured into your lap. For the amount that you, here we go, for the amount that you give will determine the amount you get back. Well, I don't give to get back. I do, okay? I give because God says so. I give because he declared the tithe was holy, but also give because I like his plan. I like getting back. My wife was riding down the road yesterday with envelopes in her hand, cash money. She said, what do you want to do? I said, I don't know. What do you want to do? I said, I don't know, 20. She said, 20? She said, I was thinking 40. I said, well, go ahead. You got a lot of envelopes in your hand, okay? Go ahead. So she 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, filling up envelopes. You say, why didn't I get one? You won't dare, okay? You won't dare. Give and don't worry about it because you will get back. Pressed down, y'all, shaking together, running over. You cannot outgive the Lord. $20 is nothing. $40 is nothing. Have you ever given $1,000 away? It feels good. You should try it. Have you ever given a car away? It feels good. You should try it. Give and it shall be given to you. This is a principle ordained and orchestrated by God Almighty himself. Give and it shall be given to you. I love the New Living Translation of Matthew 6:33. Look at verse 6:33, because not only should we submit to his word, we should submit to God's what? To his will. Second point. We submit to his will. God's will. Matthew 6:33, King James, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things will be added to you. I love the NLT. It says, seek the kingdom of God above all else. And live righteously. And he will give you everything you need. It's really quite simple. If I choose a life rooted in his word and in his will, my position, my posture is in his kingdom. I'll reap the rewards, the resolve, the resolution that is right for me in every area of my life. Why? Because I'm a kingdom citizen. I'm a part of his kingdom, and therefore I receive every benefit the kingdom has for me. I was in line in a grocery store just a few weeks ago before Christmas, and I was just picking up an item or two. And it happens. It just happens a lot, especially this time of the year, because there are people out there with a lot of needs. I remember many times my wife said to me, hey, I gave so much. It's fine. It's fine. I was in a line, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, turn around and bless the lady behind you. And I was like, let me just, oh, okay. I turned around, and there was a lady there who was on the outside. She was wearing defeat. She was very worn by the toils of life, and I could tell. She carried herself with a spirit of oppression on her. And I knew what I had in my pocket, and I just reached out, and I said, here, God bless you. And she looked at me like, she goes, what? I said, God bless you. And she said, are you serious? I said, yes, I'm serious. God bless you. She began to weep right there in the line. She said, I have never in all my life. I said, yes, you have today. She said, why'd you do that? I said, because the Holy Spirit spoke to me when I was standing in this line to check out my little bit of goods. Okay? give, and it shall be. It's not it might be, it could be. Give, and it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. He will give you everything you need. I will build his kingdom. Today, on the last day of the year, I take a fresh look at my own life. Lord, are there things about me that you want to change? Lord, are there things about me you want to tweak? Are there areas of my life that you want more of? God, what are you asking of me? And I'm hearing the Lord speaking to me. And beside our chairs at home, there's two little journals given to me by someone in this church who's sitting in this room right now. I just sent her an email yesterday and said, thank you. Given to me not recently, just back in October, pastor's appreciation. Pastor Joyce set them on the table. Just a few days ago, she said, we're going to need these. Oh, sweetheart, you're so right. Because we want to tune our ear to what the Lord is saying about us relative to his kingdom. You know, you can give yourself out of financial trouble. One day I owe it to you to allow Pastor Mike Blow to tell you his story from this pulpit, 2024. Tell you his story. But you never walked in poor man's country meats and bought a ribeye steak and knew the story. Bet you thought that would never happen. We'll let you hear the story. Give, and it shall be given to you. For the measure in which you give will be given back to you. I'm a kingdom citizen. I'm building my life. I'm being built by him. Because I'm a Christ follower. I am his student. The master teacher has declared these things. And I want to be a good student. I don't know about you, but I want to impact more in 2024. I'm going to say, look, you know, I gave this. This year I want to give more. Because if I give more, that means God has blessed me to be able to give more. Oh, he's just preaching about finances. No, I'm not. I'm preaching about the kingdom of which finances are a huge part. This is a kingdom message. It's all about your heart first. Get your heart straight. If I get me straight, then I can get everything else straight. I wonder this morning as we come to a transition here, I got a little second part to my message that we'll all share together in just a moment. But I wonder if there's anyone here that would say, Pastor, I'm in. I'm in. Just one by one, listen, stand to your feet, come to this altar. I'm in, Pastor. I'm hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying to me through your lips today. And I just need to get some kingdom issues ironed out. I'm in. I'm all in. Come on. Come on. Boldly come. Hey, listen. Dr. Billy Graham said it the best I've ever heard it. Listen, he publicly suspended himself above you upon the earth and died for you publicly. Surely you can make a public profession of faith in him. Is there anyone here today? Pastor, I just need to get all in. That's just the bones of it. I got some areas that could use some tweaking. Come on, just come stand here in the front. Nobody's going to say, what? Nobody's going to say, wow. They're going to say, man, what courage. It takes courage to stand up and respond to an altar. Courage. Are there areas? I've already admitted to you that there are areas for me because I got the journal beside my chair. Someone told me through a text message this week, every 31st, the last week of the year, I get myself to a quiet place for an hour. And I write down what I hear the Lord saying about my situation. Hey, it's good. It's good living. That's good living. That's saying, tweak me, Lord. What did I do in 23 that would really have been better if I did it another way? Tweak me. Tweak me. Come on, if you're coming, just come. Come on, don't not waste any time. I'll get you out of here pretty quickly, but just come if the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. There you go. Just lift your hands right where you are. Receive a download from the Spirit. Just receive a download. God's going to talk to you right now. God's going to lay things on your heart right now in the spiritual realm. God's going to speak things to you right now. He's going to speak things to your heart. I've got things I need to tweak, Pastor. Really? Me too. Adjust it. Need to adjust it. Worship God. Just worship God.
How good.
says, get up and praise the Lord. You know what? You, Pastor, you're preaching this morning. Somebody said, oh, he must be getting ready to take up an offering. I'm going to take up an offering today. He must think that we don't give much. I don't look at those numbers. The number that I'm getting ready to share with you, I just got yesterday. Somebody say yesterday. Remember that little video I showed you just a few minutes ago highlighting all of the things that we did right here in our house of worship? All the sermon titles, all the activities of the kids ministry, the youth, the traveling, the van, the all the things that we've seen God doing incredible things. It's worth celebrating this morning. Let me just tell you that this year alone, in this room, we saw over 100 salvation decisions made right here in this room. Okay? Some of them are other places. And that's not to say, what about the countless souls that we don't even know about that came to the Lord online, that made a commitment on a platform, a social media platform, or through a mission trip? That an extension, someone like Pastor Mike had hit another nation and saw the kingdom advanced and multiplied exponentially because he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you prayed for him and you gave him funds so that he could go. You support him maybe. Can I just tell you, all I can tell you is what we did in this room. Those decisions would have never been possible unless for 2023, this is what you guys did in your missions efforts. Not just money given to the church to support the church and the salaries and the building and all that stuff. Just in your mission efforts alone. When a missionary came in or when we had a special project, you gave to the ministry and missions $46,553.42. $46,553.42. Come on, sing that song again. So I'll throw up my hands. Come on, y'all. I'll throw up my hands. Come on, let's celebrate. Hallelujah.
Praise you again.
Hallelujah. Come on, celebrate, y'all. Celebrate with me today. $46,000. Share with you numbers that I just received yesterday. Ask Pastor Nola, can you help me here understand just what we gave away that doesn't benefit us right here in this facility, in water wells, in food distribution, in freedom from slavery, in setting people free that were bound to work a life debt they could never pay. 24,200 and $52.21.
You gave it. You did it.
Okay. Christian Youth and Student Ministry in South Africa. You did it. $2,831. I'm amazed at the contacts I get on a weekly basis. Pastor, thank you for what you do all across the nations of the earth. 182 nations of the earth watch Carpenter Shop International Church online. You did that this year for $4,040. You put our program on the airwaves in 182 countries. A plus one partnership that we choose to do. We don't have to, but we choose to. We choose to bless the organization in which we are part of. And this year we gave them $3,000. North Carolina Assemblies of God. And Touch the World Ministry. Sowing into women who are being trafficked into sexual slavery. $1,250. Children giving coins upstairs. $250.21. Speed the Light Youth. $250 to help somebody on a vehicle. Then there are monthly support that we give to missionaries who come through here. We don't just take an offering and say, you know, I'm glad you were with us. We put them on, many of them on a rotation. Pastor Mike will say, you know, what they really need is a monthly partner, okay? Now, that doesn't mean a big check, but it might mean 25, 25, 25, 25, or 50, 50, 50, 50, but it means we'll stand with you. We were able to stand with missionaries Kevin and Mariah Thompson, who are getting ready to go right back for 3 years. 3 years before they'll come back to the USA. We gave them $4,332. You did, okay? AG missionaries Moon and Lindsay Choi, precious people. In the Philippines, we gave them $1,510, still supporting them on a monthly basis. Steve and Belkis Lehman, Chi Alpha Ministry in the Raleigh area, gave them $900 because it comes, you know, 50, 50, 75, 75 on a monthly basis. We deposit money into their ministry account. Buddy and Cheryl Denton, missionaries to Slavic Americans, $600. The Wagerleys, missionaries to Romania, $885. The Lefflers, missionary to Russia, $600. The Russells, AG missionaries in church development, we gave them $500. The Spinks, $500. The Collins, missionaries to, again, Chi Alpha, $402. The Gordons, $280. The Gibsons, AG missionaries to Nicaragua, $186. Amazing year of giving to missions right here from this church. Come on, give yourself a hand, y'all. Pastor, why? Why? Because we are people of the kingdom. We're not just building our church. We believe in building the church. He said, I will build my church. And he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Every dollar you sow in to mission is helping someone else carry the gospel to the ends of the earth. I'm so proud of you. So proud of what you've done. Let me share with you a story about a dear friend of mine. Some of you may have heard of him. His name is Tommy Barnett. Tommy Barnett pastored a church many, many years in Phoenix, Arizona. Man, one of the generals of the faith. They've got 250, Pastor Corey, 250 full-time ministries that operate out of that church. They do everything. 250. He's been such a sought-after man. He's the man who called me out of a meeting and said, hey, young man, come here. I want to pray something on you that I've never prayed on, but one other person in my life. You ever heard of a real estate anointing? He's the man that did that. Somebody went to him and said, Pastor Tommy, man, what an incredible ministry you have. He said it was a little old man, just a little frail, kind of wrinkly old man. And he said, why, thank you, sir. He said, I just commend you, man of God. You've got such a wonderful church in Phoenix, Arizona here. I was glad to be a part of the service today, but I want to tell you something, sir. You can do more. He said, oh, okay, I received that. And he said he walked over to his car and he turned around and looked up. Who was that? And he turned around and he said, there was nobody there. He said, I just kept on preaching and my name was getting out there and I was getting invited for conferences and revivals. And he said, I got invited to a really large scale revival one time and thousands of people were there. And he said, I finished the meeting that night and the armor bearer walked me to the door and I got ready to get in my car and I saw a little old man, kind of frail, wrinkly. Oh man, I've seen him before. He was leaned up against a tree over there near my car and he said, hey, Pastor Barnett. He said, yeah. He said, I tell you, I'm proud of what you've done here, man. I've followed you so much. And he said, I know you got that big church in Phoenix. And I know that God is using you all across the nation and the world. And I'm really thankful to have sat in the service tonight and received from your word, but I got something to tell you. Pastor Barnett said, what's that? He said, you can do more. Do more. He said, well, I received that. He said, I got in my car and I thought, man, have I seen that guy before? And he turned around. He was gone. Years went by and he said, there was a struggling hospital in Los Angeles, California, 12 stories high. 12 stories high. The hospital was struggling. They needed some upgrades on the building. They decided just to do a whole different project. The property went up for sale and the Lord spoke to his heart about buying it. He said, Lord, LA needs a center where people can dream about life and living again. So he said, I had favor with God. I started raising money for a down payment and he said, we bought that 12-story hospital and you can search it online, Dream Center, Los Angeles, California. We're on a 12-story hospital. They house those folks who have no place to stay. They feed the poor. They clothe the naked. They love on people. He said, the time came when we made our last payment on that building. And I called together all the board members, all the people that helped us in the past. We had a great celebration. And there were balloons and there was candy and there was desserts and food. And he said, we celebrated. And the last thing we did that night was we went on to the very top of that hospital, the top of the 12th floor, and climbed up there where the maintenance people only go. Looking over Los Angeles, he said, all the board members joined hands. He said, guys, he said, I just think we ought to pray and thank God that this building's paid for. We don't owe a dime on it. He said, he looked across the side of the top of that building, there was a little old man, little frail, wrinkly man standing over there. He said, he just watched us. He said, I've seen this guy before. He just watched him. They finished praying, and all the guys went back inside the building and proceeded to go down to the ground level floor. And the guy said, Pastor Tommy. He said, I stopped and turned around. He said, yeah. He said, can I see you for a moment? He said, I know you bought this 12-story hospital, and I know you've fed the poor, and I know you've spread the gospel to the lost, and I know you've seen the sick healed. And he said, tears began to come down this man's face, and he said, but I got something to tell you. He said, what's that? He said, you can do more. You can do more. Carpenter shop, let me tell you something. For $46,000 to come out of this congregation and hit the nations of the earth is a big deal. But can I tell you something? You can do more. You can do more. You can do more. I'm going to have distributed to you just now a form. Our ministry is going to, I believe this year, experience an incredible growth and development within ourselves. Make sure you have one per family, one per household. I believe that this year will be a banner year. This past year has been incredible. It's been incredible. But I believe that 2024 will be undoubtedly the greatest year in reaching out and touching the world that this church has ever seen. I believe it. In February the 5th, Pastor Mike will take 8 others and himself and jump on a plane. 10 others. And jump on a plane and go and build a church that's not even included on this list. We paid for this church with other people's money, so that's why we didn't include it. I helped raise the money through other churches, other people. Will you help us? Will you help us? And we paid the thing in full with a credit card, a debit card out of our bank account. They gave us the money. We gave it to the people we got the building materials from. These guys are going to go over there and build that building. Every one of them spending $2,500 plus of their own personal money to jump on that plane and go. What's 10 times 25? Yeah. See, that's a lot of money, isn't it? 10 times 2,500. Well, it's an investment because we can always do more. Pastor Mike told me just a couple days ago, he said, I'm not taking guys over there to build a building. I'm taking evangelists over there who are willing to build a building while they're there. So those of you that are going, get ready. God's going to move you to another level in your faith. He's going to cause you to do things you've never done before. Thank you for your leadership, Pastor Mike. And so you got a piece of paper in your hand that says that I will, with God's help, be a kingdom builder. What does that mean? We're going to solidify a lot of buckets in our ministry. We've got a youth ministry, a kids ministry, a missions ministry, children's ministry, all kinds of buckets. And we're going to solidify anything that has to do with outreach and evangelism, going to solidify it down to building the kingdom. If you give your tithe to the church, that's your tithe. But you make a kingdom building offering, and then when missionaries come, we will get to the place where we will say, we're not taking up an offering. We're not going to take up an offering. We've got the money. Why? Because we're kingdom builders. We don't need to pass. Somebody says, another offering? No. No. It'll take us a while to get there, but this is where we're going. We're going to have a tithe category in our records and a kingdom builders category. So, the kingdom building money is not your tithe. You have a sheet of paper in your hand that says something like this. It says, I believe in the mission of CSIC to impact the kingdom of God to a greater degree than ever before in 24. I would like to pledge an additional monthly amount of, that's up to you. Some of you may say, well, I'll give $100 more. That might be a lot of money for you. For some of you, $50 might be a lot of money. Some of you might say, I'm going to give an additional $1,000. I'm going to give an additional $5,000. You know what you give. I don't. But you ask the Lord. You don't have to turn this in today. But in the month of January, every week, we're going to remind you, don't forget your Kingdom Builders form. You fill out your form, directed by the Holy Spirit. You take your form, you drop it in the bucket, and turn it in as an offering with God's help. I pledge to you, Pastor Joy and I are going to do the very same thing. Lord, what do you want us to give over and above what our normal tithe is? Over and above what we would normally give in 2024. Kingdom builders, sowing in to the kingdom of God in an incredible way. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for kingdom builders. I thank you, Lord, for people who believe in taking the gospel out of this small village, this small hamlet we call Ahoskie, via the internet, via the satellite, via the television, whatever method we use. Lord, I thank you for every dollar that your people are investing. And today, as we look and see what our money did last year, God, we're believing you. Just like that little frail, wrinkly man said to Tommy Barnett, we're believing you that we can do more. More families out of slavery. More food distributed. More wells dug. More souls saved. More mission trips taken. We're going to believe you for it, God. In the strong name of Jesus, I ask your blessing upon your people today, that you would cause them to know in their heart what they're pledging to do in 2024. In the strong name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Friend, don't look at this lightly. Yes. Don't look at this lightly. Take a day or so. Take a week. Fast some meals. Ask the Lord, God, what will you have me to do? And don't be surprised if he gives you a number in your spirit. That's, you're like, whoa, I don't know if I can do that or not. You don't know what you can do if you're a kingdom person and you're putting yourself in a position where God can do exceedingly abundantly, as Pastor Corey said, above all you could ask, think, or imagine. Put a number down there that will hurt you, okay? Put a number down there that you can feel, and you'll know it's God. You'll know it's God. Single parent moms, there's oranges on the platform. Guess who they belong to? God, okay? He bought them this morning. So if you need a bag of oranges, if you're a single parent mom, come get you a bag of oranges. Let's leave this place today with gratitude in our hearts. Let's stand and sing one more time, so I throw up my hands. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Come on, single parent moms. Come on, grab these oranges, please. Bless you guys. Fellowship among yourselves as you leave today. If you're a guest here, please go by the guest center. We have a gift for you. We'd like to have a record of your visit. God bless you all. Amen.